And next up, Julianne Smith. This is like all the farmers in a row.
All the farmers and all the Julies.
Right. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Senator Brunner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. My name is Julianne Smith, and I am the Executive Director of the Maine Farm Bureau Association. For those of you not familiar with the Maine Farm Bureau, we are the largest farmer-run organization in Maine. We are unique as we operate as a grassroots, nonprofit, voluntary membership association where farmers create, discuss, and decide our policies. When I appear before you during this legislative session, I speak as a collective voice of farmers who work incredibly hard every day to grow the food that not only feeds our state, but grows our economy. Maine Farm Bureau represents every commodity, every production style, and every size of farm in Maine. Most importantly, we represent the farmers that have worked diligently to create Maine's current agricultural industry and the farmers that are working to grow the future of agriculture in Maine. We are able to represent the breadth of farming in Maine because our members meet each year to discuss the challenges they are experiencing, deliberate on how to solve those challenges, and vote on how the collective voice of farmers will speak to you as policymakers. I look forward to working with your committee on all of the issues impacting agriculture. With more than 8,000 farms, nearly 80,000 jobs, and approximately 1.5 million acres of Maine in farmland, agriculture is a key part of Maine's environmental health, economy, and working landscape. Farmers depend on the health of their land and the sustainability of agricultural practices to continue their work of producing food for Maine and need your support to continue producing some of the best food in the world. I hope you consider Maine Farm Bureau as a resource and will reach out to me during this session if you have any questions on how a bill may affect the farms in your community. I also hope you will virtually attend your county's legislative pie social that will be held in the spring. Thank you for your time today, and I will be happy to answer any questions.
I'll just add that I'm sad it's virtual because I really enjoy that pie.
I will try to entice you because we are going to send out actual pies to any legislators who sign up to attend. So you won't miss the pie, you'll just miss the in-person part.
Thank you.